Something that comes to mind is something I struggle with a lot in practice. Struggle is not just, unless I ironic to use a word, but it's trying to find the kind of the trick, so to speak, where effort comes effortless.
Right.
Where consistent mindfulness doesn't become such a difficult challenge.
Right.
Because you can read teachings where they're just effort after effort, you have to persevere. But then at some point, if you are able to maintain that, it becomes pretty easy.
Yeah.
But then it's sometimes difficult to sustain.
Yeah.
So it's kind of both there. And so I've always thought about this. I've thought about this a lot. Sometimes you hear a skilled, advanced teacher speak almost from one of those perspectives.
Right.
And then sometimes you hear speakers who can speak from both of those perspectives, saying how they both kind of work. I don't know if you have any suggestions.
Well, I think one of the things is there's a certain kind of paradox or you know, something to be reflected on in terms of, say, like the 37 Bodhipakkhya Dhammas. Okay, these are the kind of the template that the Buddha gave toward the end of his life that really lay out this path to awakening. And the Dhamma that the quality that is most often comes up in is effort. I think it's 9 different points that are addressing effort. But then you look at the definition of right effort, and it's not actually about what you do, but it's about the quality of the mind. So the effort that elicits wholesome dhammas and undermines unwholesome dhammas. So it's like then it starts to be, that's where it starts to become effortless, is where we use that external application of effort to shine a light on the quality of mind that we're bringing to the effort, whether it's one of restraint or a quality of stilling or of bringing into being something. But we have to pay attention to the nature of the quality of mind. And so that's where the effort starts to become more effortless. But we have to learn how to attend to that skillfully. And it takes a long time.